Marty Lurie here with Terry Smith, KNBR 680, Giants baseball coming up. Terry, of course, play-by-play voice of the California Angels, Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, whatever you want to call them. They are the Angels, but it's good to see you.
Good to see you, Marty, and, you know, the last few years we've been a sub-500 team, as you know, but it's nice to know that there's a little bit of buzz again about Angels baseball, so it's exciting. Obviously, Ohtani coming over from Japan is a big part of this, but I think we made some other really astute moves in the offseason as well.
Well, I know the fans are interested in Ohtani because the Giants play the Angels. They're going to play him in April.
Right.
Three-game series in April. So let's get a little bit of the Ohtani news.
Well, he certainly has brought an entourage with him. Not really a personal entourage, but we will probably have on a daily basis somewhere around 100 media members from the Pacific Rim. So that's a change. Ohtani is a little different because usually when a lot of these players come over from the Pacific Rim, they're, you know, well established there. Not that Ohtani wasn't, but he's a lot younger than most of the players that come over to the United States from Japan. So that's good. He's only 23 years old. We've seen him on the mound. We've seen him as a DH, and he's going to give it a shot to do both things. He won't DH for us on the day before he pitches, the day he does pitch, or the day after, but that's still leaves 4 days a week, and you know, we might see him bat as a DH in our lineup 3-4 times a week. He's going to be in our starting rotation. He's looked good the one start we've seen him pitch for the Angels, and all systems are go. He's a bright young man, doesn't bring a whole lot of baggage with him over to our club, and our people are really excited with the prospects of what he might be able to do as far as helping our club this season.
Well, I think it's great. Terry Smith with us, of course, the voice of the Angels. I can't wait to see him play.
Yeah, well, that's the way I was the first game that he pitched for us. You just didn't know what was going to happen. And he didn't light it on fire by any stretch, although from a radar standpoint, he hit 97 miles per hour. But he gave up a home run in his first start. I got to think he had some nervous energy out there on the mound, pitching in the U.S. for the very first time with a major league club. But he's got a lot of weapons. You know, I would think he might be a little bit more advanced pitching-wise initially as far as his major league career. But, again, we've watched him take batting practice, and he's hit balls over the batter's eye in dead center at Tempe Diablo. It's 420 out there, and the wall's maybe 35 feet high. So he has tremendous power, gets a lot of lift on his swing. He's a left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, and he's going to be an exciting player. We think, obviously, he's got a shot to be the American League Rookie of the Year this year.
Wow. All right. Very good from Terry. All right. I can't wait to see him play. The division, it's a heck of a division all of a sudden. It's sort of a little bit like the National League West, where you got teams really in competition, and Houston looks like the best team again.
Well, they do. I mean, I think the division will go through them, and I don't know that they've gotten any weaker. In fact, you could argue their rotation's going to be a little bit better, and I think they tweaked their bullpen. So the Astros are a very good club and a very deserving winner of the World Series last year, but we think we have a shot to be a postseason team. Seattle probably feels the same way, although it's been a long time since they were in the postseason. The Rangers are always going to be around there. And, of course, the A's are making moves with younger players right now. And you know, whether or not they can be a 500 club, only time will tell. But it's going to be a tough division. There are a lot of good teams, I think, in the American League, obviously, in the East with the Yankees and the Red Sox. I think the Cleveland Indians aren't going to disappear this season as well. So it's going to be very interesting. The Minnesota Twins were playoff team last season. I think they've gotten better, so it's going to be tough to get into the postseason, but the AL West is a division that a lot of people, I think, are going to be watching this season.
All right, the Halos. Give me a little report on the new Halos and what to expect.
Well, we've added some veteran players. We added Ian Kinsler. He will be our second baseman this year. Second base has been kind of a black hole for us in recent seasons, and we think we've done a good job with Kinsler in there. He's familiar with our division as well, having been with the Rangers for a long time. Zach Cozart, who was an all-star with the Reds, we signed him in the offseason. He's not going to replace Simmons at shortstop because Andrelton is as good as it gets there, especially from a defensive standpoint, but he's going to move over to third base, and I think he'll handle that position quite well. He became close to a 300 hitter last season, which was nice to see, and he's a guy that has some pop in his bat as well. Justin Upton, we brought him back after we got him last year at the trading deadline, reworked his deal. Left field has really been a black hole for us for a long, long time. So that seems to be solidified. You got like Trout out there in center, and Cole Calhoun is certainly an established outfielder in right field for the Angels as well. We had a Gold Glove catcher last year, Martin Maldonado. Didn't hit a whole lot, maybe wore out a little bit as the season went, but a very good catch and throw guy who's going to help our pitching. And for me, Marty, it boils down to our starting pitchers this year. We have a lot of question marks there because we have a lot of guys coming back from injury issues. If you look at Skaggs and Heaney and Richards, those trio of guys, they've won about a handful of games over the last two seasons. So they're all guys we're counting on to win 10-plus games for us this year. So the key for us, obviously, will be starting pitching and the health of our starters.
Boy, that's a report. I want to tell you, good team. This is going to be fun. I'm glad to have you on. Terry Smith, what a pleasure. So we will see you in April. Giants and Angels in April. But it's good to see you. Great report. I'm always happy to have you on.
It's always a pleasure to see you and keep up the great work with the Giants. Love their organization. Have some friends with the Giants from my days in the Yankees system. So it's always great to hook up with you.
All right. That's Terry Smith. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.